Our first scripture reading comes this morning from Exodus chapter 33, beginning at verse 7. I invite you to look in front of the seat in front of you or under your seat, and get the Good News Bible. You see it up here on the screen, but sometimes just holding your Bible gives you a new insight. And Exodus 33 begins on page 108. But I will be reading from the Bible I typically use, which is the New International Version. Listen for the word of the Lord for you this morning. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at the entrance of his tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have found favor with me. If I have found favor in your eyes, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." The word of the Lord. Now we turn to our second reading, which is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. And you will find that on page 1432 in the Good News Bible. The letters to the Thessalonians were probably the earliest that the Apostle Paul wrote. So this is some of the earliest words that were written down for the Christian family. Paul writes this to the church at Thessalonica. Listen for God's word. "Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus the Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, loved by God, we know that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On National Public Radio, Alex said the day was beautiful. The sun was shining, there was a light breeze, much like today. It was a great day to start their trip down the river. Everyone in the group was looking forward to time out in the wilderness. There were three embarking on this trip: Tim, Alex, and John. Now, Tim was an environmental activist. He was in his 30s and solidly built. He was a calm man, even though he knew that at the end of this trip, he would be going to prison for doing something that he believed was right. Tim was an outdoorsman and had ridden this river several times. Now, Alex enjoyed the outdoors, but he was a reporter with limited experience on any river. Alex joined the adventure because he was still grieving the loss of his wife. He felt that maybe the challenge of the river would help restore balance in his life. Now, John was a former river guide, and now he was an environmental activist. But he was the one who would row their boat down the river, a trip that would take several days. Once they started this wilderness adventure, they would have to see it through. There was no way to go back or to get out, except at the end of the journey. The group pushed off the Green River in eastern Utah. Even though the snow melt had begun, the river was higher than normal, but it was calm. A good day to start rowing. And John did. He rowed them in the middle of the river, those peaceful waters. And so it was until the sixth day. That day they reached the mighty Colorado. On shore that evening, they set up camp and settled in for the night. Abruptly, they were awakened. Storm bands, one after another, after another, after another, blew wind and rain. So strong the wind was that Alex's shelter was blown away, and the water rose, encroaching on their camp. It was scary. But not as scary as that river looked. The waters were churning, rushing six times normal flow. And there was Cataract Canyon right before them. No choice. No way out other than to ride the 20 miles of rapids. They watched as driftwood trees rushed by, water foaming around those boulders, not a single pool of calm in sight. Taking all safety precautions, they air pumped the boat so the skin was tight as a drum. With trepidation, Alex joined the others in the boat. John, the guide, manned the oar with complete confidence. He had traveled these rapids a time and again. He knew what was ahead. He guided the boat through that first big rapid. They flew through a narrow V. Pushing hard on the oar, John landed the boat, even with the waves crashing against it, on a rocky shore. For just a bit, they caught their breath as they stood on the rocks, watching those tumultuous waters before them. Alex listened as Tim and John talked about rapid number 15. Number 15, nicknamed Capsize Rapids. Just then, a big piece of driftwood shot through perfectly. Oh, this is no problem. This is going to be easy. But then a 6-foot log raced down. It caught the channel wrong, hit a rock, rolled under, disappeared. Running the rapid was easy, but only if you went down the right channel. Tim, John, and Alex continued to watch that river. Then Alex could see it too. Patterns in the river. It all looked crazy, even impossible, until you paid close attention. You could see some ways were better than others. Oh, yes, it was dangerous. But just stay calm. See what's there. With John in charge, they climbed in the boat to finish the run down Cataract Canyon right through Capsize Rapids. John steered the boat through the safest channels. Oh, yes, the ride was frightening. It was rough. And many times Alex was sure they would crash into those huge rocks. But 6 hours later, they were in calm waters, and John steered them to the shore. Packing up to return home, they relived their adventure. Tim looked at John, the one in charge, their guide. And Tim said, "I'm trying to remember, what is it that you told us that you have to do when things get really bad?" John replied, "Sometimes things don't happen very well on the river. Boats slip or driftwood gets in the way. One of the things I have learned through the years is when things get like you're actually combating nature and you're not getting anywhere, it's best to surrender." That is what Alex did on that entire adventure. He had little knowledge of the river, no knowledge of how to run rapids. But Alex surrendered himself to the care of John, the experienced river guide. John knew the right channels to keep Alex safe and back to calm waters. As we journey through this life, we travel through calm, peaceful times. But then we encounter the rapids, those tumultuous, scary times, times we're not sure what we are to do next or what will happen. And sometimes it feels as though we are in those capsized rapids with no way out. Will we even survive? And we question whether we will ever again experience the peace and calm waters we once knew. But then we pause and we watch the patterns of life. We look through the history of God's people and we see God's faithful presence. We look back through our own lives. We see how our Lord has guided us through times we did not believe we could possibly get through. We look back through the life of Meadow Lake, as Pat McGee shared with us 2 weeks ago. We see how our Lord was present and guided this church through times it did not look like it could make it. And we realize God has kept his promise, the promise he made thousands of years ago, Exodus 33, verse 14, God said to Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." That same promise is ours today. Jesus made it to us in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever." That is what enabled the Christians in Thessalonica to endure. They were living amongst a pagan society where temptation was constant. And they were beginning to wonder whether Jesus indeed would come again. It had been so long, and he had not yet returned. How could they continue to have faith when that promise had yet to be fulfilled? Paul reminds them, their endurance, their patience was inspired by hope in Jesus Christ. A hope they were to hold on to because they were chosen and loved by God. We too are chosen and loved by God. And so we hold on to that hope, whether in our lives or in the life of the church, especially when we are running the rapids of life, those chaotic, frightening times. We know we will get safely through because of our Lord's promise, the promise of our Lord's constant presence, the Holy Spirit, the one who is our guide if only we look to him and trust him. Amen and amen.